Aspen, who joins us with a countywide law enforcement update. How you doing? Good to see you.
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the weather.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Good to see you as well. Well, let's talk crime. That's just right up your alley. This is what you do. You had an arrest for meth lately. Is that right?
Yeah. On February 17th, around 7 o'clock that evening, deputies made a traffic stop. And during contact with the occupants of the vehicle, some drug items were located inside the vehicle, which led the deputies to obtain a search warrant for a container, a locked container that was inside the vehicle. And after gaining access to that, they located approximately 13 grams of meth inside that container. So an arrest was made for the possession of controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of the controlled substance methamphetamine and controlled substance THC. So arrested in that was Daniel Rice, 46 years of age from Fremont, was charged with those crimes.
Right. Is that a large amount?
It is. You know, there's about, it's about, 13 grams. It's just under a half ounce. But, you know, in the drug world, it is a fairly large amount. You know, people talk about, you hear about eight balls, that people buy an eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's roughly about 3 grams. So
I see. Yeah.
So about four balls worth.
It is quite a lot. So. Yeah. So I don't know how much we can go into this, but I'll ask anyway. Is that is this a circumstance where you just came upon it, or had there been an investigation? Or?
No, it was just a traffic stop for a traffic violation.
I see.
Which resulted in this. Yeah. There was not an ongoing investigation. They weren't looking for that vehicle specifically. It was just a result of a traffic stop for a violation.
I know when we've talked recently, we talk about so many other things, that we can discuss. And we don't talk a lot about drugs lately, but you could come on this program every single time. You could talk about a drug-related incident, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think we've had, if I remember correctly, I checked stats now and then. I think we've had 10 drug arrests in the month of February. So
yep. It's just not going away.
No, it's not.
Yep.
It's not. But so it's, like I say, it's just something that we run across in just normal everyday activities that the deputies do.
Right. For the most part, from what you can tell, where are people getting these drugs? Are they being brought in from another community, or are they being supplied here in Dodge County, or what do you know?
Yeah, by and large, the drugs that come into Dodge County come from an outside source.
I mean,
there's no real manufacturing. You know, we used to, years ago, we heard about the meth labs and all that sort of thing, but they're kind of a thing of the past, basically, now.
Yeah.
Most of the drugs that come in Dodge County come from outside of our area.
Yeah, keeps your officers on their toes as far as watching what's going on, right?
Right.
Yep. So very good. All right. Well, we appreciate that information. Let's talk about your you got a new radio system, or what's going on there?
Well, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a project that, was in the, I don't remember exactly when. It's been going on for a pretty lengthy period of time. It's a very large project that puts Dodge County and the rural fire departments and the other law enforcement agencies and the other towns in Dodge County. It puts us on the same radio system. It's called the Orion system. It's managed and controlled in Douglas County. And as part of that, if people have noticed, we put up four 330-foot towers in the Dodge, North Bend, Hooper, and Ewing areas. Mm-hmm. And those towers are all up. They're functioning. The equipment's all in the sheds that are there. There's generators on each site. But there's a lot of other work to be done with connectivity between here and Douglas County and the stuff. So, but it's moving along, and we hope to have it up and completed sometime in May is kind of the projected date now. So
okay.
We're crossing our fingers and hoping everything goes as planned.
When that's all complete, it'll be much easier to communicate, correct?
Yeah, it'll just be the deputies now are using a kind of a hybrid system. We're kind of using some of the new 800 system that we're going to, plus our old system. So we're kind of, they're kind of using a combination, but when they're on the 800 system, it's definitely a lot better quality voice, and it's a lot nicer system.
Very good. Keeping an eye on the river throughout the county, are you?
Yeah, it's, you know, this the kind of weather we're having right now seems to be favorable for the river situation, where it's, you know, we don't have 60-degree days. The weather's kind of maintaining in the, you know, the upper 30 degrees, and it cools off at night, so it kind of promotes melting, but it's not a rapid melt. So that's kind of what we need on the river right now, is just so the river hopefully takes care of itself.
What are you hearing from emergency personnel, just slowly watching it melt?
Yeah, they're, they're monitoring it all the time, and, you know, they're kind of the reports are that, you know, it is favorable weather right now for, like I said, the melt on the river. What we don't need is obviously a repeat of 2019, where we had large amounts of rain, which I don't believe is forecasted, but there's always that outside possibility, I guess. But so barring any unforeseen deal, hopefully we can control this year with minimal flooding. There's always some water that gets out of the banks. That's kind of common in this area, but hopefully that's held to a minimum this year.
Very good. If folks think a crime's being committed, or they feel that they need some information on something on the law enforcement side of things, how do they contact you?
At 402-727-2700.
Very good. Dodge County Sheriff Steve Hespin joining us this morning. Good to see you, and I hope that the next couple of weeks are nice and quiet.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
Hopefully.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming by. It's 8:56. We continue on here on Morning Fremont with Sam Hunt. Ken Folks, good morning.